justice for all.
Don't have any public comment. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, December 8th. What?
You just wait till commission comment, buddy.
December 18th, 2017, 9:02 a.m. Public comment. I'd like to announce that the Forsyth Veterans Service Office has relocated to Branson, Missouri. I've got an email from Doug Myers, Director of the Veterans Service Program, Missouri Veterans Commission, that the Missouri Veterans Commission will relocate its Veterans Service Office from the Taney County Courthouse in Forsyth, Missouri, to its Branson, Missouri location at 3044 Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. The Veterans Service Officers assist veterans and their dependents with filing for Department of Veterans Affairs benefits, including submitting claims, applications, with all necessary documentation. The Veterans Service Officer, Jennifer Henderson, will be available Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Branson office. We just learned of this last week, and it's unfortunate that we don't have one here in Forsyth.
I will note they just moved out without informing our maintenance department or the commission.
Let's approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 447. Excuse me, 447789 through 447809. 447811 through 447858, warrant 6910, and one transfer.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 447810.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Make a motion to approve the previous meeting minutes of December 11th and 12th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
Good morning. First set of court orders are the ones that was held over from last meeting, which was 12/11/2017. They was marked as Exhibit C, and it's abatement numbers 203. 613, 614, and 615. These are real estate refunds. We have the collector and the assessor here to talk about these.
We can label these as Exhibit C from last week.
It's already labeled, yeah. 12, 11, 17, Exhibit C.
Yeah, go ahead.
I made a quick little spreadsheet here. First column is just showing the refund for each of the years from the CGC, the U.S. Oil. The second column is the charge to collect for each of those years. And then I put it in red if I didn't have enough. If I collected everything possible, still going to be negative in 14, at least on the surtax. Next column shows what I've collected so far this month, December 1 through 15. I haven't collected enough to pay any of these 3 years' total refund, but the year-to-date collected, I don't have enough for 14, but I do have enough for 15 and 16 if we decide. for those 2 years. I sent a quick email to Lee Royale, an attorney, and he has given his opinion there. He gave the opinion of giving credit for all 3 years. Then I talked with the programmer, Brett Ulrich, and asked him what would happen if we gave a refund when we were running negative. He said, definitely don't do that for the year, but for the month, since I've collected enough to write the distribution check, felt confident in being able to go ahead and refund 15 and 16. And this month we've taken in enough distribution that we could do that, even though it would show a negative on the month for 14, 15, 16.
For the whole year?
For 14, I don't want to refund 14 at all. But for the years for 15 and 16, we are in a positive. If that will work.
But you were charged with enough for 14 in order to refund it overall for the year?
Not for the year. The 14 charge, I'm going to be negative in surtax no matter what. I need to refund $677, but it was only charged to collect $629. And no matter what, I can be positive.
Did you speak with the auditor's office on the year end where you combine the delinquent years together so it would be a positive one? Well, the statute allows for them to go back for the 14, 3 years from the time paid, so. They either have to collect it from those it was given to or the people.
Or to give the credit. And if we do a credit of just 14, I estimate it to be about 7.5 years. They take 8 years of remaining at a zero assessed balance to collect. That's if all the levies stay pretty much the same as what they are this year. And we could start with this year, 17s. We could. They haven't paid it yet, so we could go ahead and start this year on that.
So are you essentially recommending that we do the credit over the next several years, go ahead and pay 15 and 16, refund 15 and 16.
16, credit for 14. Right.
And then it's up to us if we want to require a warrant back from the entities, but we wouldn't.
Or you could see if the state would allow the individual years, because when you do the year-end settlement, you combine the delinquent years into one. See if the state would allow, rather than drag something out, you know, like for 7 years, and you can do your refund and take it out of this the month-end settlement. That has been done. The only difference is at the end of the year in the negative, and if the state auditor, if that is allowed for the auditor.
Okay. Well, that's what I asked our programmer. He didn't recommend it. He had never done it, never seen it.
Yeah, the programmer doesn't understand some of the things. The statute requires it shall give the money back. And like Commissioner,
I just had the thought, and I have anything to look at. I just thought of it. If they do have some other properties, would that play into it? If they,
I don't think we can do. I don't know, but I wouldn't think you'd be able to start attaching it to other parcels. You'd probably have to just stick with that.
How big parcels are valuable? Got three or four other couple
to drag it out over 7 years, did you say?
7.5 at the figures, but mm-hmm. This has been ongoing for over 10.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't brought to anyone's attention either.
I'm thinking of the, if it's approved on the record, then it'd be the responsibility of the assessor's office to change the assessed value, to adjust the assessed value to zero each year. Are we talking just, you're talking all the 14, not just the surtax? The full one. So you'd be adjusting assessed value for 2018 tax, 2019 tax, on that for 7 years on that.
Simple to do, as you know, the only bugaboo would be at the end of it that it gets back on value. Which is not a common thing, needless to say, thankfully. I'm sure we would handle that if that's...
Would we actually reduce it, or we just credit it paid? You wouldn't want to actually reduce the...
Yeah, they are. That's the way they, in counties that do not have refund abatements, they make that adjustment through the assessed value, reducing it.
I'm just reading the letter from Mr. Virel, and he just says, by reducing slash crediting the tax bill. So I don't know that I would mess with the assessment. I'd probably mess with just the bill.
Let the collection and do it.
What do you take from that?
I just thought if the bill was at zero, then you would know what the levy is that year, and you would go ahead and calculate what the bill would have been based on the assessment. Go ahead and give it the credit. Just keep a spreadsheet every year showing how much the taxes would have been, so therefore they're getting that credit until it comes back to zero.
So you think you want to do it from the collector end then?
Well, Chuck would leave the assessment at zero. Then we would just manually do the calculation each year until we caught up to where they would have been refunded the 23,000.
I guess that we probably just need to let, if that's the route we go, let either county attorney or Lather Johnson attorneys to give the recommendation on how to do it. I don't want there to be a zero, because then if property sells, if there's some sort of exchange, then all of a sudden, well, there's no taxes here. Then 7.5 years from now, you have to explain as to why.
So and tax bill created every year.
And then just give it credit. But again, I would ask.
To do that, you'd have to be writing abatement each year.
And I would just ask them and how we need to do it. If that's the way we choose to go, which sounds to me like that's the way we're leaning.
I don't believe we could do the abatement each year. Of course, when a case one starts, it can exceed on, but a three-year limit, and we're at that at the end of this year, so they qualify by the statute to have it for this year, the 2014, the abatement on it. Then, so if the abatement is done and the assessor adjusts the value for, if you choose to go out 7 years, then that's done based upon that abatement that's done now. If the assessor doesn't lower the assessed value, charges the collector with it each year, then each year for her to give that refund or credit to that customer, there's going to have to be an abatement written on that account to take off of the charge where she's charged in order for her to balance. So,
it just leaves a better, in my opinion, it leaves a better paper trail of this was the bill, this is the refund of the abatement, and this is why. It's not 7 years from now going, how come this hasn't been charged taxes for the last? How come this has been shown a zero value, assessed valuation for? But again, I would just let either Lather Johnson or Travis look at it.
To me, the cleanest would be to talk to the auditor and see if it can't be abated in full, and then on the year end, those are balanced as a total